Rav and Reb Yochanan, whether two people, if they want to, could they be mezamen or not? So the Gemara Tistayim, the Rav, the Yomeim, Rotzel, Zamen, and mezamen. I'll bring a Raya. Rav is the one that says that two, if they want to, can't be mezamen. The Yomer Rav Dimer by Yosef. Dimer by Yosef said over. Omer Rav, Shloisha Shochlo Kachas. Three people sat down to eat together. The Yotze Echad Mehem Leshuk. One of them went outside in the Shuk. Is Alocha Kurim Loi. You're allowed to be Koreatim, like tell him we're going to be Mezamin, or Mezamin Olov. And you can Mezamin together. So Drashi Kurim Loi, Loi Dia, Shem Roitz Lezamin. Has three people started tea together. So it's Chal upon the Mechiv Zimin. Then one person, before even, he finished earlier, before he benched, he walked outside. Alocha is now, when these two people finish eating, they're allowed to call him, even though he's outside, and make a Zimin now. Shashi v'yafane aleihem, he'll turn towards them, v'mokim my modoy, v'dei lehem bekach. It's enough, even though the third person is outside. And when you say, Bosh Chanam Shloi, he can answer you, that's enough to make a zimun like that. So the diuk, taimo de kurimloi. Why is it enough these two people to be mezamen? Because I call upon them, they're screaming to the third person, and he hears them. Ho loi kurimloi, mashma, the third person outside can't hear them, they can't talk to him, loi, mashma, they can't be mezamen. So Saraya, two people can't be mezamen. And the monochimol shani hosem the kavulub chayvim ikara. There it's different. About those three people, Matchila sat down tea together. To was chal upon them a chiyah to be mezamen. Therefore, how would they yotze the chiyah? Only if when these two are being mezamen, the third person listens. But if the third person doesn't listen, they can't be mekayim the chiyah. But maybe reshus they do have. Ella the Tamara Kistayim to Rabbi Yechon who the Yoma in Rosh Lazamin ain't Mizamin. I'll bring you now Rai Faket. It's Rabbi Yechon the one that says that if two people want to, they can't be Mizamin. The Yoma Rabba Barbachona, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Shnayim Sha'och Lukachas. Two people sat down to eat together. Yidalocha Echod Mehem Yoitse Bebirchas Chaveroi. One person could bench for his Chaver and be Maitse his friend. What's the chiddush on this? Tanina, we learned already. The more in Sukkah. Shoma, v'loyona, yotza. If you heard the bracha, and even if you didn't answer amen, still you yotza. He said, Allah, by brachas, one person could be right to the other one. By brachas and mitzvahs, for sure. It's only a shalom by brachas and nene if one can write to the other one, because he has no chiv to make the bracha. But where there's a chiv upon you to make a bracha, or to do a mitzvah, and you don't know how to make the bracha, there's a lacha, I can be made to you. So for who I did by benching? Once you already ate, now there's a chiv upon you to bench. So I can be made to you with brachas. What's the chiddush here? One can make the bracha for the other one. V'yomer Reb Zeiro loymar, shein birchas hazimun b'neyim. The chiddush here is that when two people ate together, even if one is benching for the other one, they can't make birchas hazimun though. That no. True, you could bench, one could bench for the other one, but birchas hazimun you do not have. It's the time. So here's the chloride, doesn't matter what, when two people are together, they have no birchazim, and they can't be zamen together. Even though one, the yevet, could be made to the other one, but they can't make zimun. Omale rova bar rafuna, the rafuna. For rabbonim the yosem marova, the rabbonim came from Eretz Yisrael, omru, im rotzul zamen mizamen. They said, if they want to be mizamen, they could be mizamen. Mashma too, they hold, could be mizamen. My love, the shmielei, Rabbi Yechon, they heard over from Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael heard over that if two people eat together, they have a reshut to be mezamen. Look who they heard it from Rabbi Yechon, and that should be kashan. Rabbi Yechon, we just said, it says not like that. Rabbi Yechon says two cannot be mezamen. Said to Marloi, the Shmielahu Mirav, Machmid and Nochas Labobel. They heard over from Rav. His Rav is the other man, the Yoma. So Rav was a machlok before Rav and Rabbi Yechon. So if Rabbi Yechon says they can't be mezamen, it was Rav that says they could be mezamen. So his people from Eretz Yisrael heard over from Rav before Rav moved to Bavel. His Matchila Rav also lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav said his halacha there in Eretz Yisrael, I hold two people is allowed to be mezamen. And then Rav moved to Bavel. So his Tamidim now that came to Bavel still remember the memra from Rav in Bavel. But we hold halacha like Rabbi Yechon that says that two people is not allowed to have a brichas zimun. Even if one wants to be right to the other one with the bracha, but zimun they don't have. Sidrashi, on mezamnin olav v'yafapi shein abuetzel. V'yam reb zeiru leimo shein brichas zimun b'neim. Leibola lamdenu elo shein tzrichun zimun. The chiddush here, when two people ate together, even if one benches to the other one, there's no zimun. the chiv on the echad yoytze brichas chaveroi ashminen dein zimun. Diye zimun, because if there would be a mitzvah zimun here, brichas shneivi, it's considered that they both made the bracha together. Since they say baruch hu, they answer back together, it's cool that they both made the bracha. As if Rabbi Yochanan said that one can bench for the other, smashma of poshet alocha, I make no benching for you, but no zimun. Lav the shmilum Rabbi Yochanan, the bar marova, who? Gilu rabba bubble heavy, blame marova heche shmilu. That's what they heard from him before. Kufa. Omer Rav Dimi bar Yosef Omer Rav. Shloisha shoslu kacha. The three people sat down feet together. The yotz echel miyam l'shuk. And one of them left earlier. Either he benched, even if he benched halacha is, and he went outside, is halacha koryim loy. These two people now, when they get finished eating, they're allowed to call the third person outside, the mezamen aloh. Habi, the third person can hear them, they're allowed to say the bracha, baruch shachanam shaloy. But even though we hold two is not allowed to, but here it's considered like you have three people. Omer Abaye, v'udu kor leviyoni. Only if this person outside hears what you called him, and he answers back, he answers baruch shachanam shaloy. Omer mazutra v'loyamon elo b'shloisha. There's only a head there when you start off with three, and one left out, that you can mezamen together. Av will be asorah, in a case we start out 10 people eating together. That now when they bench as the chiyah to say in the baruch shachanam shaloy, elokeinu, they say Hashem's name with 10 people. Here you only say Hashem's name at the nisi. Only if you have all 10 people sitting down and benching together. But lo yitzu, you only have 9, and one left, and he's outside, it doesn't help to call him. He's the same of baruch shalokeinu, you have to have all 10 sitting together. Maskelor of Asher, Asher has to cash in Svarit, should be pufakered. Adarabra, ipcha mistavra. His Svarit is just the opposite way. Tisha, if you have 10 people eating together, and now one person goes outside, how many is left? 9 people. Is the Chura Tisha nearing Kasara? 9 people, mamish looks like 10. So people say, you say Elokeinu, they're not going to be in the stream, and how come you say Elokeinu? 9 looks like 10. And really you have 10, because the 10th one is outside. Mashenken Shnayim, here we only have 2 sitting together, how could they make a Zim? And near in Kishlesha. 2, everybody could tell, it's only 2, not 3. So how come you say, when you have 2 and 1 outside is good? So when you have 9 and 1 outside, for sure it should be good. So the Gemara still, the Hilchos HaKim Mazutra. So the Lachos like Mazutra said, when you have 10 people that say Elokeinu, they have to be together. My timer, Kivir the Boyulat Kure Shem Shemayim. Since you have to mention Hashem's name, Elokeinu, Botsa Miasarva Lav Urcha Arya. It's not Urcha Arya to say Hashem's name unless you have 10 people sitting together. The Pshat is only because you have the Shechina there. When you have 10 people together, it's called that the Shechina is there, then you say Elokeinu. So if you only have 9 together, one person outside, you can't say Elokeinu. Lashi. That the third one should be outside, not inside. Can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. So the biggest svar 9 should be good. Still, the Gemara of Teretz know that when you say Hashem's name, you have to have 10 people there together. Omer Abayu, Naktinon, what's the maskona? Shnayim she'ochlu kachas. Mitzvah l'chalek. When two people ate together, there's a mitzvah v'shas the bracha to bench separately. Have two different brichas of mozin, one should not be made to the other one. V'atanya nami hochi. And that's chiddush. Not only that there's no mitzvah zimun, but even one should not be made to the other one, they should bench separately. Tanya nami hochi. Shnayim shoch l'kacha. Mitzvah l'chalek. There's a mitzvah to make two separate brachas. Hey, here we say that brachas is odd. About it's a brit bracha d'iraisa, it's a chiva to make your own bracha d'iraisa. The mavimedavo mamurim kishneim soifrim. When both are soifrim, means they know how to bench, they know how to make the bracha. Avalechad soifrim, one knows how to bench. The echad bor, and one doesn't know how to bench, it's like empty, he doesn't know how to bench. Then avada soifrim avorach bor yoitze. Then avada, that's the locha, that the soifrim can make the bracha for mozim, and the other one is yoitze with the shmiya, like we had before. Shemeya is koine, even if you don't answer amen, still you yoytze. So drashi, mitzvah l'chaleg, or l'vorech, called echad of miyatmas, a mitzvah to separate. Bein birchas ha-moitzim, bein birchas ha-mozim. This is Rashi Shita. That even for moitzi, one person should not be moitzi the other one. And Taisa before, dinzach and Rashi, and alochim and mechulak and Rashi, Taisa zavada for birchas ha-moitzim, we had brochas before by Paris, that one person did make the brocha for the other one. It's only for benching place that the Balsa derives it to bench. There we say it's a mitzvah lechalik. But the bracha rishayna, one could be made to the other one, even if you only have two people eating together. But we spoke out of all, as Mishmura says, the man is there, we're not knowing this act that one makes the bracha for the other person. Habi can make the bracha himself, it's better off, because you have to be mechavet every word he's saying, and to understand what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavanos, you're always better off making the bracha yourself. Only for lechem mishnah, we might see one the other to be honest with lechem mishnah. We also for kiddush. Omar Rova, Hom Yilso Amriso Ano V'Teimro Mishmei De Rabbi Zeira Kavosi. His eyes said over this memory, and I heard over from Zeira the same way. The what? Shloish Shoch L'Kacha. Three people sat down to eat their meal together. They washed and played the moitz together. Echot Masrik L'Shnayim. Now what about if two people got finished eating, and they're in a rush, they want to go, they want a bench now, and the third person has a big suda, he's enjoying himself, taking another 20 minutes till I finish. What's the halacha? Does the one person have to stop eating now to answer Birkas HaZimun with these two people? Yeah, that's the halacha. Echad one is mechuyev to be mafsik l'shnayim. L'shem kein vein shnayim mafsikim l'yechad. Let's say one finished early, and he wants to go. He wants a bench now. The other two people have mechuyev to stop eating to hear Birkas HaZimun together, but the one person has to wait till the other two gets finished. Trashi echad mafsik l'shnayim. In Gomru Hashnaim Sudosan, two people got finished eating. The rights in the Zamin, Derech Eretzu, She Echod Mafsik Yesudos. It's nice that the third person should stop eating. Achi Zamnu Olov, Ad Brichas Azon. There no Brichas Zimun. Like we'll see later, what's what we pass in. That Brichas Zimun means, we say Brosh Chanam Shloi, we answer, and then the whole first Brochob, also the one person says it out loud, and all three should listen to it. Well, the other two should listen to it. Then the Chayzer, the Gaimus Dosei, hey, this one person still didn't finish his meal, he finishes his meal, and later he has to bench over again. Abu Shnayim, but let's say two people are still eating. Eina Leim Lahasik Vishwil Hayochin. The Yamtinachi Yugomu. If only one person finished eating first, then the other two don't have to stop their meal. But this first person that finished has to wait until the other two finish eating, and then they'll be Mizamin. So since they started to eat together, three people, there's a chiv upon them to be mezamen together, and one can't leave without zimun. Is that true? That if one gets finished early, the other two doesn't have to stop for him? For Rav Papa, if siklei li'aba ma'brei, iyu b'chad. Rav Papa was eating a suda with ma'brei and another person, and ma'brei got finished eating first, so the mice was where Papa stopped his suda with this other person to answer Brichas Zimun for Ma'brei. You see, even though one person got finished early, the other two did stop for him. And the Gemara Shani Rav Papa the Pnei Rishus Adin who does it. He did something special. He wasn't Mechuyev. The din is you don't have to do it. Just if you want to, you could do it. And if one gets finished this early and he wants to leave now, he has to bench now. So if you other two want to stop and listen to his Brichas Zimun, they could. Famous of the din you could. But he was machshav this ma'brei, so to machshav if he did it. Then who the other? Yehuda ma'bar mereima u'ma'bar avashi v'rav acha midifta kachi rifta b'had yadodi. All these three people ate together. Lehevi b'uchad hevi muflug mechavri levruchi. They came to bench now. They want the mechavid one person to make brichas hazimun. And usually they thought, who are you mechabit? The Gadol. Here, all three were the same madrega, all just as choshim. They didn't have anyone's muflid. Or bazoi, or yosef v'kami boilu. They sat down and had a shiloh. Hod it na, not as the Mishnah says. Shloi sheshoch l'kachas chayov nazamein. Three people eating together as the chiv to make a zimun. Hani mili heichudik odem Gadol. That's when you have one person over the other two to mechabit him. Abu Haycha, the Chiyadodin, and when all three people at the same Madrego, Cholet Brochus Adif. Maybe it's better each one should bench by himself and have a special Bichra Rimen. That's what they did. Baruch Inish Lanavshe. All three of them decided it's Kedai to bench separately. Since we don't know who to be Mechabit, to bench, we'll all bench separately. That was the Maitha. Then what happened? Osla came with the Mrema. They came in front of Mrema. Omalu Mrema told him, you did wrong. You bade Brocha Yitzosim. You talk a bench, you ate the midst of the rice of bench, you talk a true. Of your day, Zimun lay it's awesome. You are not Mekayim, you're Chayiv of Zimun.
that anything you three ate together, you had a chiyuv to make zimun, and even though you don't know who to be mechaber, flip a coin, whatever you want, but water has to be mezamen, and you didn't do it, you're not yoytzi chayiv. The chiyuv famous reyesku and bezoyin nahadru. After we bench, let's make zimun again. The chura didn't mean to bench over again. They just said, just let's say boros chanam shloy, just let's say the first birchas of zimun. So if the tomorrow terrors, no, ain't zimun l'mafreya, that you can't do. Hey, once you're ready bench, you can't just say boros chanam shloy tzuvachayinu. Hey, the boros chanam shloy tzuvachayinu is only a bracha you say before benching. I will soon explain. Birchas of zimun is like hachona for benching. But if you're ready bench, there's no hachona, you're not preparing yourself for benching, there's no birchas of zimun. Like some ask for kasha. Birchas Hazimun, Yaki, you understand me? Birchas Hazimun, all we say is Bosh Chanam Shloim B'Tavachayinu. That's called the Bracha. The Kashtim of Parshim is, where's the Shame and Malchus? We always say, called Bracha, Shame by Shame and Malchus, is not called the Bracha. So it's like, where's the Birchas Hazimun? So Teres, they say is that this Bracha is really only a Hachonah for benching. So since late in benching, you say, L'Kainu Melech Olam, you say Malchus, and Melech, it's trying to have a Birchas Hazimun before. But though you started this bracha that we say, Rishus Nevorach, the Nevorach Shachanam Shloy, and you answer back, Borach Shachanam Shloy, Dumchinu, is called a bracha. Even though it doesn't have Hashem's name here, that's because it's Hachonah for benching, and benching has Hashem's name. But though you say this Zimun is like Hachonah, it's a Hiddur to bench this way. But here, where they already benched separately, now just to say the Hiddur by itself, it has no Vetlach. You're not even allowed to say this bracha by itself, because it doesn't have Shema Malchus. You can't stop now saying the Vosh Khanam Shloy, Vosh Khanam Shloy to Bahinu. So there's no way to. The whole point of the locker is that they should have made a Zimun together. What? We'll see this. We'll soon see. We'll see about that. Right, sir? Right, no, in the Zimun of prayer. Umotsen Kishem of Orchin, Mahu. So tomorrow, Bo, Manusha now. Bo Umotsu Kishem of Orchin. Three people ate together. And they started to bench now. They started to make a zimun. So the Baal said, the one said, Vav, Rishus, they said, Vav, Shechana, Mishaloi. Now somebody walked in. While these three people are making a zimun, what should this fourth person do now? Not like just to sit there and be quiet. If people are making brachas to Hashem, it's only nice to be mishtatev and do something with them. What should you say? Hey, Zvav, fourth person, stand from the shuk, walked in. Olmosim, Shem, Vavachim, he found three people making a brachas to zimun. Mal. What do you say after them? Razvidama Baruchu Umavorach. You can answer Baruchu Umavorach Shechanu Mishloi. Baruchu Umavorach Umutuvachinu. And you can't say Baruch Shechanu Mishloi because you're beneath. You just say Baruchu Umutuvachinu. We are proper Rama Oinu Amen. No, you only answer Amen. You only say anything else. Marvelo Pligis, no Kasha. Hold the Yashachinu, the Ka'amri Nevorach. If you come in when the first, the one that's benching starts off saying Nevorach, so the people answer back, Baruch Shechanam Shloi. You should answer back, Baruch Hu Mavaruch Shema, you should say. V'od Hashechino Duka Amri, Baruch. In the second case, the answer Amen is when the one Mavaruch is answering back already. After he said Mavaruch, then the other two said, Baruch Shechanam Shloi. Now the Mavaruch is answering, also, Baruch Shechanam Shloi B'tzuvchinu. So now he can't say anything else, then he only answers Amen. But tomorrow. Duka Amri, Baruch. Ashachinu the Kamri Nevorach, if you come in when they're first starting Zimun, when the one that's holding the curse is the case, is first saying, Nevorach Shechanu Mishloi, Oime Baruch Mavorach. That's what you say. Ashachinu the Kamri Baruch, if you come when the Mezumin is ending off, Baruch Shechanu Mishloi, then you just say Omek. That's where we hold our locha like this.
Let's go down this good side of the what the Nusach is. But yeah, right, yeah. That's the answer. So you come in when the person is saying our Rabbi of Elambention, so you answer also Baruch Mavaruch Shemay Tamid Leilam Voed. If you come when he's answering already, the second one's answering back, Baruch Shachana Mishalai, then you just say Amen. Right.
Because you said already, you answered already. Baruch Shalom Shloi is enough. You don't have to answer then. Some people do, but the meaning is not. But Baruch Shalom says better not to. Because you already answered. You were part of this. You answered. Here, a third one didn't say anything. He didn't say anything yet. Right. Tani Chodah. Ho'ayna omen achi b'choysav arayzeh mishubach.
the answer omen after you yourself made a bracha, it's a good thing. The tan yidach harezim magud, it's not a good thing. And all the kasha. Hova b'ni Yerushalayim. This is one of the only brachas when we say in benching, b'ni Yerushalayim, we say omen afterwards. Teretz is, because this is the end of the first three brachas, which is midiraita. So we're ending and finishing our brachas. Midiraita, we answer omen. Hova b'shah brachas. Every other bracha, when we say it ourselves, we do not answer omen. Abaya oni lei b'kola. When the Abaya came to b'nei Yerushalayim, Rav Hashem on Bernie Brachman with Yishloim, and he said, "Amen." He answered with a loud voice for Koyla. Why? He echad l'shami poylim. It's the work you should hear it. For lekume, the atayvi amet of lavi raisim. We have before poylim that are working. They're allowed to take off time to bench, but they're not allowed to say atayvi amet. Since it's only midirabbanim, so you used to say amen loud that the poylim should know. Now I finished benching midiraisim. I'm going to continue on now. Say, Baruch Hashem, Hasev Yemetiv, you Paul have to get up and go do your business. Go do your work. You have no right to Mavato to hear the next bracha.
Let me have a Gemara before you answer Amen louder than the bracha.
What's going on?
Well, you answer Amen Daska louder.
Not the bracha, not only Amen, the whole bracha he said. Only the whole bracha he said. Oh no, Rashi said no. Rashi says the Amen. Yes, so the halacha is that when you do it for a purpose, it's mutter. Then next time you shouldn't do it. That's how he says. A little bit. If you have a purpose, why you do it, then you're allowed to. Like some say, if the Oilam is sleeping, and you want to hear say, oh, they got a loud army to wake everybody up, it's also mutter. If you're doing it for purpose, it's mutter. And then Astam did the to do it together. Here was a purpose, he did it. Look, look, that's how the mate of Lavi Reiser. We have Ashi, though, on the label of Chisha. Forget, we have Ashi answered, oh, man, and this, he answered very quietly. People shouldn't think, oh, we finished Birchas HaMazim Midiraita. Now I'm only doing the Rabbanu Nega Bracha. I'll do it fast. I'll skip some words. Now see Mazal's in the Bracha. He answered, Rabbanu Bracha Vishloyim. Oh man, he said quietly. We have Zeira Cholish. Zeira got sick. He's Oyel Agabe of Avua. Avua went to visit him. Kibul Leia. Avua was Mechav upon himself. A mitfach. If Zeira will get well, will get healed up, is Katimi Chorich. Shaki, that's what we called him a nickname, like his burnt legs, burnt thighs, is Avid no Yoyim Etovul Rabbonim. I'll make a kiddush for him. When he gets better, I'll make the kiddush. Is Yitzvach, as I said, he got better, very got better. Is Ovid Sudosa Lakul Rabbonim. So Rabavua made a kiddush for everybody, made a Suda, Suda Saido for everybody. Is Kimotel Mishra, when it came to make the Bricha Samoitzi by the Sudim, Omar led Rab Zera. So Rabavua, that was making the Suda, went to Rab Zera and told him, you make the Moitzi. Lishra Lama, you go make the Moitzi now. Omalei, Abzeri answered back, Leisava Lama Lahoda Rabbi Yechanan, don't you hold like Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Baal Habayis Poitzeya, the Baal Abos, the one that's making the Suda, he has to make the Moitzi. He has to cut the bread. We'll soon see the reason why. So Bazei Sharul Hu. So Rabbi Hu was Mekabah, Rabbi Hu made the Moitzi. Mar Kibot Lebruchi, after they finished the Suda, came to bench. Is Omalei Nevoruch Lomar? Vayter Reb Zera went, Rabavua, the Balabos, went back to Reb Zera and said, now, Kopan, I want you to bench. Omalei, so Reb Zera answered back, Leisavo Lomar, don't you hold the hold the Rafuna, the Min Bovel. See, Omar, the Rafuna says, Boitzeya Nevoruch, that the one that made the Moitzi, he's the one to bench also. We had a story before, since she made one Brocham, we let you end off bench also. Of the Gemara of the EU, but what did the Bavua hold? And Allah will the Bavua command severely. Ki ha the Yom Rabbi Yechonim Mishum Mishim Ben Yechoy. This is where we hold. Now what? Bal Habayis is what say. It's true. The Balabos, he should make the Moitzi. He should cut the bread. The Oyrech Mavorach. But the guests, you should always let them be Mizam, and they should make the Brichas Hamozim. Why? Bal Habayis but say. Let the Balabos always make the Moitzi, because they should give Sabayin Yofer. It's his bread, so he'll be able to cut nice big slices and give everybody. He won't be stingy. If you let the Oirich make the Moitzi, he doesn't know how much bread there is. He'll be stingy, he'll give everybody a small piece. So now the Mechila to make the Moitzi, let the Baal HaBos make the Moitzi, he won't be stingy, he'll give everybody nice big portions, that's odd. So Yorich Mevorich, when it comes to benching, then you're supposed to let the guest be the Mezamin, be the benching. Why? Because then Shivorich Baal HaBayis. He should give like a Yashkeh to the Baal HaBos also. My Mavorach, what's the special year Rotson is supposed to say? If you're a guest by somebody's house and you're benching, you're supposed to give the Balabas a special bracha. You're supposed to say, Yirotsoin, Shalayevish Balabayas Berlamazet. You should have no bush, you shouldn't be embarrassed in this world. Fula Yikol Lame Erlamabo. You shouldn't be like finished, or you should get Tchar Erlamabo. the Rebbe Moisebo Dvorim, and Rebbe ate a lot of other things. He said, the Yitzlach Miyoid Mechol Nechosev. Don't say, Shirav Atzlocha with all your Nechosev, all your business. V'yu Nechosev, V'nechseinu, Metzlochim, Shavlai Atzlocha with all your Nechosev, all your property, U'kroivim L'ir, should have good property near the city. V'yal Yishloi Tzotin, and the Tzotin Shun Shteros, Lei B'maisi Yodov, now what you're doing, Lei B'maisi Yodeinu, now what we're doing, Vayizdake, Lei Lefonov, Lei Lefonenu, and he shouldn't do any harm to us, the Eitzara, or the Sotin, Shum Dover, Lei Lefonov, Shum Dover, Hiru, Chet, Yaveru, Vyoven, Niyatav Yadirlam, that the Sotin shouldn't have any Shtitra at all on us, shouldn't bring any Hiru. That's the Rotsin you're supposed to say. I can draw it down also, some of them have it, some of them don't have it, but when you're an Eirich by somebody else, and you're Mazam, you're supposed to give a bracha back to the Balabas. Trashi. Trayvim l'yir, shechoydim l'roysim bal habayis tomid, l'das mein trichin. If you have your property, real estate, near your house, or near your city, so you can take good care of it. But saying it's far away out, you can't go this rough, and you won't take good care, you won't take such good care of it. The chos rashi karkois. Right. So the mora ad heichet birchas hazimun. How far is this halacha of birchas hazimun? So, Rashi at Heichet Birchas Hazimun, Tzrichim Liyo Shloisha, K'shen Shnayim Lo Yomru. Rashi is big Kiddush. Rashi tells you have two people, you don't say the first Bruch of Birchas Hazon. Some say, and the Rashi learned the Shalom is, when do you say the Birchas Hazimun? When you have three? By saying two people, you don't say this Bruch at all. As Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevor, the Rav Sheshi Somer Ad Hazon. The Nachman says the Birchas Hazimun is only the first Bruch. Just the Baruch Shechanu Mishloi B'tu V'chiyinu, that's the Birchas Hazimun. So maybe when you have two people, you don't say this Baruch Shechanu Mishloi, but you start from Hazon Yasakel, from Hazon Yasoyla. Rav Sheshi says no Ad Hazon. Birchas Hazimun is called Tol Baruch Hashem Hazon Yasakel. The Rashi Sheet there is, when two people sit down to bench, you'd start from Noid L'cho. You don't say the first Baruch. And that's Tais Kashan, that's Pesrek Tais on Rashi. The Tais Ha'echen Birchas Hazimun. Pirush Rashi, Mamtem ad azon, da azon bechlau shnayin, den bevach mazon, von hero. The birchas azon di yiraitza. The yeich yochid potem in it. How could you say we only have one or two people, you don't say the first bracha? It can't be pshat. So therefore, Trace himself learns pshat, ele mishom nechivon de nevorach, v'chein yesh tefarish v'koy ad liel, v'kome echod mastik l'shnayin. So what about before that we hold? Let's say three people eating together, and two people finished eating. And they want a bench. So we tell the third person, stop eating and wait till they make the Birchas Hazimun. Then you continue eating. How long does that person have to wait until he continue eating? First man Yom says, all he has to hear is just the Baruch Shalom Mishnah B'tu V'chayinu, and then he can start eating right away. Halacha we hold, no, he has to wait until the Mezamin finishes the first Bracha Mazon Esakel. Then he can continue eating. But Avada, a person that eats by himself, he benches, Avada, he benches all three, all Brachas. So Tais behold, I Tais Pshat Heichet Birchas Hazimun means how long do you have to wait at the Biyotzer des Birchas Hazimun as one person that wants to continue eating? Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevorach, just the first part. Rav Sheshi Zom Ad Hazon, you have to wait for the whole first bracha. Name it Ketanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani Choda. One brisa says Birchas Hamozon Shnayim Ushloisha. A small Birchas Hamozon could be two brachas. A small could be three brachas. Such a brisa. But Tanya, there's another brisa says, Shleish Shavah Bo, a molder can be Birchas HaMozim with three brachas, and a molder can be with four brachas. Rashi, Birchas HaMozim Shtayim Shleisha, Pomim Shem Shtay Brachas. Rashi's toss is very good. Sometimes you only bench two brachas. Pomim Shem Shalosh, sometimes you bench three brachas. Ketzad, Kishem Shleisha, when you have three people, you're saying Zimun, and Rashi is the first, Hazonis Oilom, is from Zimun, Hain Shalosh Brachas. Then you have three brachas. We only have two people benching. That's Rashi Shita. So first brachas azon es oilam, you don't say you're benching yourself. You start from late lechon. You only have two brachas. Yeah. So the Gemara savruah the kula yalma hatoyv yemetiv ladiraisa. That these brachas are not talking about the fourth bracha that we have hatoyv yemetiv, because that's only midrabbanan. So my love, what's the machlokes in the first three brachas? Brachin iflugi. Man, the Yom Hashtayim v'Sholosh, that sometimes you only make two brachas k'savar ad hazon. That he holds the first brach of hazon esakel, hazon esayulun, is b'chlal zimun. and you only say it if you have three people together. If you have two people, you don't say it. The other brisa says no. There's always a question. You have to say three or four brachas. Kisava ad nevorach. That everybody has to start from Azana Seridums. Everybody always says three brachas. If you have three, then you have to have Zim and you have a fourth bracha. This is Rashi Shita. Today's about is different. There's no Rai from here. We have Nachman Matarat Satayme, Rosh Hashem Matarat Satayme. We have Nachman Matarat Satayme. The Kula Yalma Ad Nevorach. Chavad, the Birchas of Zimun is only the first thing, Bosh Chana Mishaloi. This bracha Azana Seridum is not part of Zimun. Man biyom shalosh biyabor shapet, and it's very good. Everybody has to bench at least three brachas midiraita. When you have a zimun, you have to say brach shachana mishloi like a fourth bracha. Man biyom shtein v'shalosh, the one that says only two or three. How do you have a brach only two? I was saying now zimun is only the brach shachana mishloi b'tuz v'chayinu, but the azana seridum is a bracha you have to say. So you always have to say three brachas. How is it possible only to have a chi of two brachas? A malach hacha b'birchas peyla maskinin. We're talking about the workers that are benching. The Yomama, we learned before, Poiseach Biazon, when a poil benches, he doesn't have, he can't take off too much time from his work, so he has to bench fast. He says, Azon es akil, v'koina b'ni rishlayim b'birchas aretz. He only says two brachas. He says, Azon es akil, then he says, b'birchas aretz and b'ni rishlayim in one bracha. Sashpshan is b'raisa. That's how you have two brachas, by a poil. We have Sheshit Mutat at the time, or Sheshit Mutat at the time, or Sheshit Mutat at the time. Everybody has